focus scripture this morning. It is, and it says, but while, so he got up and went to his father, but while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. I want to talk about a father's love on this Father's Day, 2020. Father's Day, the second least celebrated holiday in the world. Father's Day. There are a lot of things that are said bad about fathers today. There are a lot of things. Statistics say that 75% of homes don't have original parents to a child in that home. 50% of homes are filled with blended families. People today date for mates, not for the parents of their children. You find someone that can be a good lover, a good mate for you, but they have no parental instincts. There's similar intertwinings between the words, but they mean completely different things, because anybody can be a daddy, but a real man has to become a father. A lot of times people struggle in life trying to figure out what are their problems, where did they all start. Men grow up to be their fathers. Women grow up to marry him. I ain't getting no help in that. You look for what you aim for. You go for what you saw. You either go for exactly what you had, or you go for the complete opposite. We learned something about fathers. Today's society has made fathers expendable.
Yes.
That the government gives you more money if he's not in the home.
My God.
There's songs wrote about mamas throughout time and eternity, with music, without music, quartet singing, boys and men got songs, piano music. Even Tupac made something for mama. Daddy, all we got was Papa was a rolling stone, wherever he laid his hat.
My Jesus.
Well, that's all we got. The spotlight we got was
pressed through it.
Was that? That's the extent of what we, as fathers, the one that God put the most weight on.
Yeah.
The one that even in statistics of 2020 says that if a father gets saved, that there's a 92% chance that the entire house will be saved. Fathers. That God says, wives, submit to your husbands, but then it says also husbands, as you submitted to God. That you have to have some God relationship in you to understand what this relationship between the family is. And I've grown enough to understand that blood doesn't make family. That is some people that you might not share DNA with that you can help raise, have your hands on, have a little influence with. And where other people would seem to think that you're crazy. Come on, somebody. That you can pull them into your umbrella and parent and father them like someone else. I love women. I love y'all as a species. I love y'all as maternal beings. I don't care how good of a mother you are, you can't be a father.
Amen.
No. You can go to every game. You stand on the sideline hollering and clapping and running and doing all of that stuff. But all he looking for is just one nod from daddy. Y'all don't want to talk to me? That there's something innate about a father's love. Well, he ain't in the house. Well, they ain't got nothing to do. We understand it might take a village. But your horse might not have been there.
Amen.
Through either situations or choices. Mm-hmm. That's all I got today, y'all. It's Father's Day. I'm just talking about. This is the reality of the truth. That there are not memes that are created to poke fun at people celebrating their fathers with empty chairs. They are people that laugh because you feel like the relationship didn't work. So you put him out not realizing he had a seed in the house.
Yeah.
Y'all don't want to talk to me. I just came to talk about what I'm talking about. I'm sorry, y'all come back next week. It won't be Father's Day. I want to talk about the sad state of fathers. It's Father's Day. Y'all put me up here on Father's Day. Should have had a guess. I don't know. But that's all I got. It's because if you're going to celebrate fathers, you have to celebrate the reality of it. That if you go to court, there's over a 75% chance that the mother will get the child, not realizing that most men feel like when you break up with the mama, you break up with the child.
My God.
They absent. Taj, they ain't there. We have become endangered species. And we are so endangered, no one knows how to feed us. Because we are the endangered ones that stayed.
My God.
And the ones that stayed end up paying the price for the ones that left. Don't talk to me today. I just came with my little lesson. That's all I got. I'm in Texas. The man was ready. Let's talk about what I'm talking about. Jesus is teaching. He talked about. But see, we talk about this prodigal son as if he didn't have a father.
Right.
We talk about him as if he had a father, then he wouldn't have went through what he went through. But the Bible says he went to his daddy.
Yeah.
We don't know where mama at. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get out of here. Let me get out of here. Y'all ain't come talk to me. Y'all can't talk to me. Y'all can't talk. Three things. We realize that fathers are supposed to do. I don't even know what a daddy is. Let me show you. Let me show you what a father is supposed to do. The first thing that a father is supposed to do is to provide.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Come on, y'all. Mm-hmm. See, we throw slugs. See, this is the problem. And this is during your Watch Your Mouth series. And I'm gonna show you why we in our Watch Your Mouth series. It's because we spend so much time trying to make people feel comfortable with what they're comfortable with and do what they're doing and experiencing what they experience. But the truth of the matter is, you can't be a real good father if you don't provide.
Amen. That's good.
That's it. Okay. That's all. We don't want no scrubs. Scrub is one.
Yeah.
No love for me.
Yeah.
I ain't got the best friends, right?
Yeah.
Trying to holler. Mm. Hear me?
My God.
We can't be no scrub. Daddy? The son walks up to him. Daddy, I want half of what's mine.
Uh-huh.
Give me my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm leaving. What does this teach you? It teaches you the complete opposite of what the story is telling you. It tells you something that you don't realize because it's not in the text. It's actually implied in the text. It's not there, but it has to be implied because if it wasn't there, there wouldn't be nothing to pull from. What is that? That he had to have something to get half of.
Come on now.
Son comes up, say, Daddy, give me half your stuff. I'm tired of being here. I'm ready to go. The daddy had something to give him.
Yeah.
You can't come in the house, Daddy, with demands with no dollars.
My God.
Let me tell you, like Big Red said on House Party 3, ain't no romance without finance.
Big bastard.
Real men are uncomfortable if they cannot provide.
Uncomfortable.
There's no intimacy if provision cannot be made. Because I cannot show you I care if I don't have a way to provide for you. Because during intimate time, I'm thinking of light bill that got to be paid on Friday.
Oh, Jesus.
And you say, why is the problem with you? It's not, because I'm wired to provide.
Yeah. Wired.
Most men are natural fixers. We cannot hear problems without them becoming weights. Don't tell me you don't like it and just be talking, because I'm trying to get rid of it. No, I go broke trying to make it happen. Sleepless in Seattle. I ain't know nothing. Because I'm wired. Y'all don't want to talk to me. I'm wired to provide. Because if you ever come to me asking for something, watch this. The son says, give me half. By the end of the story, the son's back. And the daddy has done more with the half he had left than the son did with the half that he took.
Yeah.
Because it's my job to provide.
Yeah.
Watch this, because the English language can trip you up. You assume that providing and enabling are the same thing, but they're not.
My God.
It's my job to provide a roof over your head, shelter for you, creature comforts that make you comfortable with what you have, especially for your sons. But if for your daughters, it is to provide an example of what she should be looking for when she gets from under you.
Okay.
Come on. Okay.
Don't talk to me. I said it at the beginning. Y'all got quiet. Is that most girls grow up to marry their daddy. And you trying to figure out what's wrong with her. Why she keep picking them like that? They smell and look like you.
My God.
All right now. That's a word. All right.
We call them generational curses. You call them your life.
My God.
And it's you want to kill him. Watch this. Because he did something to your daughter that you didn't did to somebody.
All right.
Because it's your job to provide an example for.
Okay.
That when you get ready to take off and take care of what you have going on. See, we talk about this so much that we try to explain to them that the prodigal son story only features the son. Mm-hmm. But it don't. Mm-hmm. There's a whole group of people surrounding him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That he ain't even the only fixture in it. Because that would not have been a prodigal son if it hadn't have been a loyal daddy.
Come on.
Yes.
What did we know about him? He stayed. Oh, why? Because when he was grown enough to leave home, he had a home to leave.
Mm-hmm. Home to leave. Oh, my God.
Y'all don't want to talk to me.
That's it.
Preach it, Pastor.
Y'all don't want to talk to me. That you have to understand that as a father, you have to be able to provide for your child.
Yes, that's it.
I can't leave everybody.
Come on. Yeah. Come on.
Amen.
Oh, y'all don't want to talk to me. Mm. You want to provide out of convenience. I tell first time dads this, just my normal communication, that about 3 to 6 months, it's going to hit you. You're like, what? This life is totally in your hands.
Yes. Mm. Totally.
I said, the whole pushing stuff is over. The whole being irritated because everything makes her irritated is over. She back to normal. Yeah. Oh, y'all ain't know we talking about y'all?
Come on.
No, because you can't sleep here. You can't roll here. You can't give me this pillow. Hand me this. Mm-hmm. I need some ice. I need some heat. Give my heating pad. My feet hurt. My back hurt. My lift my legs up on this. And all that's over. The baby's here. And you got 9 months of focusing on her. And now you got to split your attention. And one day you're going to be sitting there looking and say to yourself, if I don't go to work, you don't eat.
My God.
Yes.
Because a father, the weight hits you when you got to provide.
That's it.
I tell you, I don't go to work for me. I can live without all this stuff. I don't care. I mean, I like it. But if it was just me, no.
Yeah.
Find somebody to work for Marriott, spend $35 a night.
My God.
For me.
for me. No, I don't have to pay light bill. I wouldn't have to pay internet. I'm good at being cheap. Mm-hmm. I like the finer things in life, but I know what the dollar menu tastes like.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
No, I could just for $35 a day, I could just bounce between. I wouldn't have no bills, no insurances, no. I got a pool in my house.
My God.
I got free breakfast. You find a real good one, they give you popcorn and soda for free for lunch. But I can't do that because I got a family.
Yeah. That's it, Pastor.
Take care of, because something in me, if I can't, if I'm broke, I'm fine. But if I'm broke and my children need.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's a difference between someone that robs and someone that has no choice but to go take.
Oh my God.
Because I can't look at how. To understand the providing father, you have to understand that scene in John Q where she tells him, after fussing at him, do something.
Do something.
And as women, y'all understand that because y'all feel like, I've leaned on you. I should have somebody I can depend on to have the answer when I don't know what to do. But as a father, when you say that, all the gloves are off. No, I'd rob a doctor in the parking lot.
Come on.
I'd stick up a 7-Eleven. I don't know what Chase looked like on the vault, but I'd find out.
My God.
Just so you ain't never got to look at me like that.
Yeah.
Again. Yeah. Because fathers are set to provide. Second thing, not only are we set to provide, second thing that we're set to do is to protect. Where's that in this text? I'm gonna show you. Protecting your child, watch this, doesn't mean keeping them from everything in the world.
Yes.
Says, son, go out. You want to go? Go. But don't go empty-handed. Can I help y'all real quick about what the naming rights for things have been? How you have to understand when you name something, it carries your name. That's why when you get married, they take your name. Mm-hmm. Your children carry your name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Old people will teach you what this is about protecting, is that when they look at you, if they don't know you, they know your mama.
Come on.
Your daddy, you oldest boy. Mm-hmm. My name's oldest too. You just take the boy off. That's me.
Yeah.
But because, watch this, because I had old school teachers when I was coming up. And when I was in school, they would be in the classrooms and they would be substitute teachers because they were real teachers. But then they retired and came back to substitute teach. Mm-hmm. And when I would act up in class, Ms. Woodard would come in there and be like, you oldest this boy.
Mm-hmm.
You know you ain't supposed to be doing mm-hmm. Now, she ain't whooped me, ain't said nothing, ain't raised her voice. But what she did was reminded me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Come on.
That I would have been wrote up, but my daddy name protected me.
Yeah.
Ooh, I see some heaven in this. That as fathers, it's your job not only to allow them to experience the world, but to provide a safe environment when they go out.
Come on.
I don't know about all of this. I can't go where everybody else go. I can't do where everybody else do. Can I stay up all night? No. They up all night with these.
Oh,
you
God.
Sleep with A's.
My God.
You want to be with them, and they want what you got.
Yeah.
They wish somebody took the phone.
Jesus.
Come on now.
Because they going to grow up and be 25 talking about nobody ever told me anything, so ain't nobody going to tell me nothing now. And that ain't unemployed, and you over here with a degree and a job.
Yeah.
Because you used to structure in your life and have an authority figures in your life. Because a good child understands after a while. Watch this. The prodigal son didn't appreciate it in the house. He had to go out there and realize everybody don't live like daddy lived. Everybody don't. So y'all don't go out to eat like that. See, I tell my children all the time, appreciate what I do for you. Because, okay, can I help y'all with this? Protect. I have protected my children from certain stuff because they don't have appetites that fit certain stuff.
My God.
See, I was a youth pastor. I seen girls come in and out of the youth ministry, and I would try to help them from the outside by teaching them what to do. But my daughter's first date was with me.
Yeah, right on.
Amen.
You think you finna slide somewhere for some chilies and a two for special?
No, ma'am.
No. She know what she orders at Paris, baby. You better aim a little height. Ain't no attention. Okay, y'all ain't come talk to me. I'm talking about protecting your children. Because they have to go out in the world. But you have to put something in them that before they get in the world, they got some you to take with them.
That's
mm-hmm.
it. Amen.
The Bible says the prodigal son went out the house and he was out there doing righteous living. We don't know what he was doing. I've heard preachers lie for years.
Jesus.
I heard some folks say he was out in Vegas. It wasn't no Vegas then. I heard folks say he went. He was on Washington Avenue.
Jesus.
My God. Yes.
Down. I even heard one preacher say he was down Montrose. I asked, what you know?
Talk about that. Be offensive.
I heard some people say he was in Austin on 6th Street.
Oh. It's not
6th. Bible says he went into a far country. Watch this. And then the only time we get an insight on what the brother might have been doing is from the older brother that didn't go.
Oh, my God.
Watch this. And let me explain to you something about a father's wisdom. It's because some fathers know which ones can leave and which ones need to be man in the house. Well, you don't treat everybody the same. I can't, because you can't handle what they can handle.
Preach.
I don't like preaching about my children, but I can give y'all an insight. My son told my daughter, don't make daddy mad because he's strong.
My God.
Because it's some stuff he can handle, she can't.
Yeah, that's it.
I can talk crazy to him. He just gonna look at me. Same tone, same voice to her. She gone crying, hurt her all over. But it's my job to protect her. It's my job to protect him. It's my job to make sure that if you go out there in that world, you are equipped to be able to deal with what you need to deal with. Why? Because at the end of the day, you carry my name. And when you come to yourself, I still have to be loving enough to be able to protect and provide for you. Mm-hmm. Because guess what? It's my job.
Yeah.
Who that is? That's my dad. Who is that? That's my dad. Because even without being blood, come here, Tyrese, for baby boy. You have to learn some respect.
Yeah.
Vin Raines will teach you respect. No, you can be mad, but you're going to respect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen.
See, mothers are nurturers by nature. Mm-hmm. Man, their feelings get hurt when you want to leave the house. It's mm-hmm. not the case. We're not beating up on y'all, but when they say they want to go here, they want to go there, they want to go do this, you're like, no, not my baby. My baby can't come. Baby is 72 years old. My baby. I know women that have bought houses bigger for their son and their children.
Yeah.
That's the epitome of enabling. You just, all of them in your house. Just, y'all don't want to talk to me.
That's great.
You buy cars in their name. You're paying notes that ain't got your for a car they don't even want to let you drive.
Jesus.
TVs and these kids got more electronics in their room than you had in the whole house when you was
there. It's the truth.
I didn't know. Okay, y'all don't talk to me. I'm talking about protecting.
Yeah.
Because this world won't protect them. No, if they'll raise their voice at you, why do you think that they won't raise their voice at the lawyer?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
If you watch this, let me show y'all something. Let me give you father's wisdom. Why fathers do the things they say some of the stuff they do. Mm-hmm. Y'all be trying to figure out why they do this. Okay. So you say, well, he wanted to play football, now he don't want to play football. He wanted to play basketball, now he don't want to play basketball. He wanted to do this, now he don't want to do this. Now he just do. And then the daddy be like, you keep letting him quit something. Why ain't gonna keep no job?
It's the truth.
But he's young, he got time to find it. Okay. All
right. Right now, starting now.
Mm-hmm. Then the daddy sees some of himself in them children. Mm-hmm. Well, he just finding himself. That boy, oh. He just finding his. Don't bring no chain of mine.
Amen.
Y'all won't talk to me.
Come on.
You raise your children to become the same boy you didn't want to marry or deal with or had his baby with. And I don't want him to not like me.
What?
I don't care if you like me. I refuse, and this is just something that's in my spirit. I ain't got nothing to do with this text. I refuse to feed anybody, Taj, that don't listen to me. No, because Taj, can you help me out? Can you? Because you work in this environment. Can I go to your job for a minute? That I am legally required to provide a meal. But you can eat at my table and you can eat what they serve at his.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The government don't care.
Good old state.
No. I can get you this bologna, no mayonnaise, and not ham, bologna. No. I'm talking about that you knew the wrap was around it, but we didn't know if it was still good. We just took it all off. Dinner, sir. Because anybody that don't listen to me go to bare minimums.
Amen.
Slam a door in my house if you want to. I'm breaking all of it off the hinges. I will flip a breaker in that joker. You better ask somebody. Because it's my job to break you now. Because if I don't break you, you have a sense of entitlement for something you cannot afford.
It's the truth.
And you feel like I'm being mean, but I'm really protecting you. Because you'd rather do it in my house than to go somewhere where they close the door and won't let you out.
Come on now.
And they don't care who you are or where you're from.
That's it.
Because I'll toss that for us for a check.
Right on.
Understand this. The story in Acts, I believe 16, there's the prisoner, Paul and Silas are praying. And the Bible says, when we shout about this, and at midnight, they were singing and praying. And the walls shook. And God entered the thing, and the jailer went to kill himself. He wasn't going to kill himself because he wasn't saved. Don't listen to that lie. He was killing himself because there was a jailbreak, and he was the jailer. He was going to kill himself because he wasn't doing his job. But this man that was unsaved had high morals. Because I'd rather kill myself than y'all think I wasn't good at what you prepared me to do. Because I got enough stick-to-itiveness to say, I'm going to be my best that I can be. Mm-hmm. No, I'm telling y'all. Y'all don't hear me. I'm just, can I talk to y'all online? That there are some people that you're trying to figure out, you know, if he really loves your child. If he loves your child and he agree with everything you saying, he'll love him.
My God.
Because I can marry you and love you and not deal with your children.
Yeah.
No, that's his kids and my kids. And then we got our kid. Baby, anybody I feed is mine.
Amen.
No, you send your children to my house, I'm going to treat them like they mine until they get out of my house.
That's it.
If I can't discipline, correct you, don't come. Why? Because I become a father to anything that's in my domain. I'm the king of this castle, and anything in the kingdom needs to be ruled.
Yeah. Come on,
it's
the truth.
Yeah. And that's old school kind of stuff. It's old school because it worked.
Yep. My God.
It worked.
Ain't let no man tell my children what to do. That's fine. Then going on out there, and it's going to be somebody that got some authority. But you don't know him, and he don't love you. And he going to take some authority when it ain't given. Then the top back at your house at 40 years old talking about they can't get, the world just against us like this. I don't know. And the man not for us. I don't know.
The world.
You ain't got no resume, no experience. What you good at?
My God.
It's hard out here. You 50 years old starting a rap career. Don't even know what SoundCloud is. You 60 years old trying to find yourself and still mad at your daddy because he wouldn't let you get the big piece of chicken. It's my job to protect you. It's not my job to qualify what you say or give weight to your opinion. Come on, somebody. As a mother, y'all jobs are nurturers. Y'all hold close. Oh, my baby. What'd you say happened the other day? And then he walk up to him and be like, hey, did I tell you about my day? Not today. Not right now. Doing something. You ought to listen to him. You listen. Because he ought to know that some people in this world
ain't gonna listen.
He shouldn't go out there and experience disappointment for the first time because you done coddled him. And now he unprepared for the whole call. Cold world, and now you acting like he mad at you.
I feel like
you're
saying,
okay, I'm
my
sorry.
Lord.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm through. Let me get out of here. I've been up here too long. First one is to provide. Second one is to protect. Third one is to proclaim. This one tell the man, I'm dead enough for the weather day. The third one is to proclaim. To proclaim something. Watch this. The man sent his son from afar off and said, my son that once was lost, but now he's found. He was dead, but now he's alive. You have to proclaim what's yours. Tired of these sneaking people. Watch this. It takes a special kind of man to claim what's his even after it's messed up.
My God.
That's still mine.
Still mine.
Flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone. Might not be DNA. It might be SDNA, spiritual DNA. It might. Might not be. I might not have been there when you pushed him out, but I've been there to help you hold him.
Yeah.
That's mine.
Yeah.
No, because it's a difference between enabling and proclaiming that you might be silly, but you're still my son. No. I see a certain people I let you talk about, but you ain't gonna talk about mine. Who's that? You see it more in football games with little kids. They out on the field, they got the number on their back. Whose number?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why, who's the little boy running backwards on track?
My God.
When the game over, tell him to take that jersey off before he come over back. Come on, y'all. Yeah. Who the little boy picking flowers? But when he doing good, you out to that.
Yeah.
You got jerseys with their name on the back.
Yeah.
You reliving your high school years through him. And you mad when he don't want to be you.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody. Y'all don't want to
speak on it.
But DNA is made up of two people. So what they didn't get from you, they got from somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay, let me say it like this. DNA is only made up of two people.
Yeah.
They got it from somewhere. So that part of you that you outgrew, help them outgrow it. Because
that's right.
No, your children manifest all of the stuff that you don't.
Yeah.
No, I used to be real, real goofy. Every time I say to my daughter, it irritates me. She just started laughing. Just, what is she laughing for? Isn't that funny? She just cheesed them. Ain't nothing that funny. But I know I used to be like that. Right? Just innocent. Come on, y'all. The world will grow you up.
That's it.
So my daughter used to, every time we would go places when she was real young, that's my best friend. We'd be at Chuck E. Cheese, somebody she just met.
Yeah.
It's my best friend. Get your people away from me. You know? A black man in America, you bring little white kids around.
My God.
I'm just trying to tell you, it's 2020.
Yeah.
I ain't marching for nothing.
Yeah.
I've been scared for years. I ain't new to this, true to this.
Right on.
I'm scared. Don't bring little kids by me. I'm scared. Nervous.
Lord,
but it's my job to proclaim that was mine.
Yeah.
When they doing good,
mm-hmm.
I'm happy. But when they mess up, that's still my baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, I used to look at that Jeremiah piece when it came to children. Jeremiah 18:4 says that I've been up here too long. Saying Jeremiah 4 says that the clay that was marred in the hand of the potter, so the potter made it again, another vessel that seemed good for the potter to make. I used to always look at that text and think about children before you have them. What happens when what you had in your head ain't what you end up with in your hand?
Come on now.
The one that you just, my baby's going to be the ablest. They call you talking about he can't come back to here. They can go somewhere, but he can't come here. The same one that you thought was going to be the star football player decided he want to do something completely
different.
You're talking about full contact sport. He talking about cross country.
My God.
He over here doing golf. Now you got to buy clubs and been preparing him since birth for football. And he over here talking about he want to be a caddy.
Jesus.
Y'all don't want to talk to him. Fathers carry wisdom, daddies don't. Because a real father, watch this, can give you advice from looking at it that a daddy can never see.
Come on.
A father can look at that boy, that's disrespectful.
Yeah.
You better chop him down now.
Right now.
A father can demand authority when a daddy can't get respect.
Jesus. Come on.
Well, you can do that, but you won't do that in my house. Mm-hmm. I've had, especially as a youth pastor, I used to always get females that would bring their children to the church, and then they would look and be like, you know, I don't know why he listens to you. Mm-hmm. Ain't no choice. Mm-hmm. No, I used to, I tell this story, and I probably need to give her a check for it, because I tell this story, one of the youth in my church, she worked at Katie Mills Mall, and she'd be all the way out there. I never went all the way out there, but I went out there with her one day. And I came in, she was working in Old Navy. She was like a junior, sophomore in high school. And she had, this was before they was in, those skin tight dresses that hugged every and stopped mid-thigh. This was before they was in though. I walked in, I said, oh no, you're not? Go get some shorts, some pants, and a shirt in your size. Let me see them. Yeah, give me that dress. Give me that dress. And the next day at church, I handed the dress to her mama. Don't ever put this on her again.
Amen.
Mom said, I've been trying to get her out of her friends bought her them clothes. And I didn't know what to do. I said, and burn it then. I can't believe she ain't say nothing back to you. What was she gonna say?
Yeah.
Who gonna say it? Me? Oh no. Because a real father demands respect. But a daddy looks for it. But because you mine?
Yeah.
Come on. Okay, let me go to the mamas for a second. Y'all don't have this disdain until they really make you mad and you want to snatch life out of them. The only reason you feel like that is because you gave it to them.
That's it.
And the only thing that stops you is that you gave them that life. So watch this. You know what it costs. That's why we have high hopes for them, because you know the pain you went through to make them manifest. Yeah. And as a father, you know the struggles I went through to make sure you ate. That phone, you see, y'all trying to figure out, well, why are you always talking about the stuff? Because that's what I struggled for. Yeah. Well, you had the emotional weight of all of that stuff. I carried the emotional weight for the financial stuff, the stuff that you take as convenience is what I carried the weight for. So when you got mad at me, because you thought that I wasn't emotionally available to hear the problems the children were going through, I had to go to work.
Yeah.
What you doing? Thinking about work. Looking for overtime at work. Because you said you wanted a bigger house. I just wanted to go to work. What I pull up to, I really don't care. Because I ain't thinking about it. Y'all don't talk to me. But watch this. But I can proclaim you better if I feel like you're happy.
My God.
And I will, a real father, I'm just talking about real men. I can't do nothing with the fake ones. Y'all do, y'all handle them.
My God.
Please don't make me put weight on that to clarify what I'm talking about. Can I put a little weight on it for a second?
Stop.
I promise y'all I don't want them to go viral, but I will go there for a second. Can I go there for a second?
Go there.
About the fake ones?
Go.
The fake men have nothing to do with gender, equipment, or sexuality.
Okay. Define it.
It's all. Mm-hmm. Say what you mean.
You can be a real man. People, okay, I'm going to get some hate mail on this one. I know some real, real men that like real, real men.
Come on.
Amen. No, I know some men that likes men that will beat you down.
Yeah.
No, what? No. So it's not about who you enjoy or desire. Because you can be a father.
Come on.
And what you do in the bedroom ain't got nothing to do with.
Speak on it.
Because I know some cowards that got 7 women.
Come on.
It ain't provided a meal since March.
Come on.
I'm a real man. I got all these kids. That don't mean you're a real man.
Not at all.
I tell you, okay, can I give y'all this? I went way off track. I was going to end spiritually. I can't. I talked to a dude that was arguing with a lady. And the dude, he liked same-sex relationship. And the lady was not. So they liked the same person.
My God.
And her argument was, this was an argument. I gave him children. You know what he said? Blessed me. I won't say blessed me. Probably the wrong thing. Probably the wrong thing. They didn't say bless me. It opened my eyes to a different point of view.
Yeah.
Even dog can have children.
Oh, my God.
Fathers ain't about what you do at your house behind closed doors.
Yeah.
Fathers ain't about even who you do it with.
Yeah. Come on now.
Being a father is to protect,
come on,
provide,
yeah,
and proclaim your children.
Come on now.
That's good.
When you leave the house,
yeah, bring that thing back.
Make sure you represent your children.
That's right. That's right.
So when you come back home, they can still respect you.
That's a word.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I would have got on this week, but I was busy. What was you doing? Your kids couldn't do.
Help us.
Come on, street.
Yeah.
Come on, I'm preaching to myself today.
Come on now.
Because I didn't been him. I didn't been by his avenue.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a point in your life. If I can't take my babies, we can't do that this weekend.
That's right. My God.
If I can't take my baby, we can't go there.
Yes.
And I'm through. What am I at? I'm at. Can I give y'all 30 more seconds? I got 30 more seconds and I'm through. Judge Judy taught me this.
My God.
Judge Judy. Judge Judy taught me this, and I'm through. First Lady, come on. Judge Judy, could stand by me. I'm talking about Judge Judy. I don't want nobody to think we got a thing going on. Judge Judy taught me this, that